I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, May 25. Coming up, private sector urged to increase investment, 500 volunteers trained to search for and rescue missing children, and MSMEs urged to explore business opportunities in the personal care industry. The news in detail after the break.
The Child Development Agency and the Nathan A. Banks Foundation in association with the Ministry of Health will be hosting a Children's Expo and Special Needs Resource Fair on Saturday, May 27 at Hope Gardens from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Connect with over 30 service providers offering school programs and health screenings. Meet the experts and other families experiencing child health, autism, ADD, ADHD, and more. Discover the resources Jamaica has to offer its children and special needs community. For more information, call 622-7600 or 631-0595. Admission free.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is again calling on private sector stakeholders to take advantage of the positive economic conditions being experienced in the country. Mr. Winter says Jamaica is experiencing broad macroeconomic stability, low inflation, a sustainable current account deficit, stable and competitive foreign exchange rate, stable interest rates, and expanding credit to business and households. These conditions, he says, are viable for private sector investment. The BOJ governor adds that barring a major unforeseen external shock, these conditions are expected to continue over the medium to long term.
The figures don't lie. And we need the private sector, especially those engaged in tourism, exports of goods and services, competitive import substitution activities, to keep on doing what the private sector does best, create more jobs and create more sustainable growth.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the recent Bank of Jamaica quarterly press briefing in Montego Bay. Micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs and prospective entrepreneurs are being encouraged to explore business opportunities in the personal care industry. Executive Director of the Scientific Research Council, SRC, Dr. Cliff Riley, says there's a growing trend in Jamaica and on the global market towards health and wellness. He says there's an untapped market locally for products for men and children, noting that MSMEs can be competitive with robust, high-quality, high-demand products on the market.
Growth will not come through word of mouth. It will not come from government saying we want this. It's going to come from people investing in our country and ensuring that we have good products that can stand the test of time. Once you show that your product or your idea works, I can guarantee that you will get the support.
Dr. Riley was speaking Thursday at Opportunity Quest 2017, an event organized by the SRC to showcase business opportunities. He's assuring that the SRC is committed to providing the support that will guide MSMEs into new growth areas. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, is reporting that 500 volunteers were trained last year to assist in search and rescue operations for missing children. The volunteers from communities across the island also received instruction in first aid techniques.
Not only do we want to know that when a child has gone missing, that the reports go out to all our media houses, we want to know that we have volunteers across the length and breadth of Jamaica who will go out and start the process of searching to bring back our children.
Mr. Green was addressing the Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston on Thursday. He says the government is committed to protecting Jamaica's children and urged well-thinking citizens to do their part. And State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, has reaffirmed the government's full support of efforts to protect the nation's children. This following training and sensitization sessions with volunteers across seven of the most volatile parishes, where the highest number of missing children are recorded. While commending the efforts of agencies such as the Office of the Children's Registry, Minister Green said greater participation from the community would go a far way in speeding up the recovery of missing children.
The significant change is that when a child goes missing, there's no need to wait 24 hours to make a report. Once you reasonably believe that your child is missing, report it so that the police can start acting upon it, because every minute is important.
Minister Green was speaking while on a public sensitization walk in Whitehall Avenue on May 24. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.